Wow, watch out now. It's the little one, then it's not Bow Wow. Welcome back, you guys, to the House of Rainbow episode 2. This is your host, Chrissy Boo. I'm so glad that you guys have joined me again for some hot mess, y'all. I actually do have a lot to pack into today. We do have quite a few things to talk about. I got some juicy current events for you guys, okay? I'm actually going to call it Rainbow Tea. Yeah, I think we're going to go with Rainbow Tea for that one. If you got any suggestions, you can let me know, but I think we're going to roll with that. So we're going to call it the Rainbow Tea today. And we're also going to be talking about the sex bucket list, the importance of using lubrication, and the importance of why we do not say N-I-G-G-E-R on the radio, people. It's ridiculous we even have to do this again. I mean, the fuck. But here we go. So earlier, actually, in the year 2021, the FDA, they had the blood donation policy update to where gay and bisexual men have to abstain from sexual activity for 90 days in order to donate blood. And what's crazy that back in 2020, gay and bi men were required a 3-month waiting period before donation. What's even crazier, okay, is that previously to that 2020 update, it used to be 12 months, a whole fucking year before, you know, a member of the LGBTQ community could go ahead and just donate some blood, save some lives. You know what I'm saying? We are in the times now where there are so much resources and just information everywhere for us to be able to take care of ourselves. So, and then they have all this testing on top of that. You know, you really think you're not going to test these people to make sure that their blood is good before you go ahead and donate? I mean, this is the whole point of science. This is why we have these things in order. So to make such a ridiculous time frame in order to be able to help others, it's just beyond me. And what's funny is that even with this update, you know, this update of the blood donation policy, this is the first ever national blood shortage since the whole update and the outbreak of the Omicron variant. We already got too much shit going around for this to be going on. So, you know, it really is just putting a lot of things in perspective for me. You know, of course, I know there's a bunch of ridiculous rules that are into play with the FDA in general, but I mean, this one in particular is just blasphemy. Like, what the fuck? If you are going to make people abstain from, excuse me, if you're going to make gay and bisexual men abstain from sex for 90 days in order to donate blood because HIV and AIDS rate is higher in the gay and bisexual men community, then that means that you would have to do it for everybody else in general. You would absolutely have to. How can you exclude people? It's not just them that are getting AIDS. You know, everybody can have the chance to get AIDS. So what do you mean? You know, if you are anybody, you should be able to take the same precautions. Singling out a certain demographic of men in particular, okay, singling out a certain demographic of men to quote unquote say that this is the safer route to go is ridiculous to me, because now what if a person that was not gay or bisexual contracted the HIV or AIDS virus to someone, then what? You would feel like an ass because you didn't implicate the same boundaries. So I just thought that was just ridiculous. I don't know if you guys had you know, come across that information, but I did get that off of Axios.com, AXIOS. Hopefully I'm saying it right. If I said it wrong, mobby. But yeah, that was very interesting to me. And then there was a little something that popped up on my screen as well. You know, I'm always researching nowadays. I don't know, people have just been breaking out on the internet and doing the wildest things, and now I got shit to say about it. So I came across Miss Nicki Minaj where she stated that she will not and does not plan to ever do work with the City Girls. And when I first came across the article, which was on February 2nd, I was like, oh, well, what is going on? So apparently at first, during an interview with the Breakfast Club, she stated that it's just the human way to feel in regards to her statement, where she pretty much vaguely mentions that the City Girls were speaking negatively about her in the past on numerous occasions. And it does make sense to be human and be and feel that way, right? You know, somebody's talking shit about you, why would you want to work with them? Totally made sense in my eyes. But here's the thing that I'm just like, okay, I understand forgiving a person, but the way you were speaking was as if this was just never ever gonna happen. So fast forward a couple days later, literally I believe on the third or the fourth, there had been a sudden change of heart. They did this kumbaya and them two came together, and now we can expect to see some music in the future. I'm just saying, that was literally a matter of 2 days. I mean, damn, is that how Hollywood works? Because you know, somebody talking shit about me, I'm not really feeling it. And it's really shocking to me, because I'm like, what happened? What type of conversation? And Nikki coming from New York, it kind of made more sense to me with the initial statement of she wouldn't want to work with somebody, or you know, people in general, the duo in particular, who were speaking negatively about her, saying, and it was on numerous, that's the thing for me too, was on numerous occasions. It wasn't just like one interview, right? It wasn't just one interview where they said distasteful things about Miss Minaj. So that shit threw me for a loop. If y'all have any commentation on that, let me know. Shout out to my baby, because she the one that brought it up to me. She was like, you know, they made up, right? I'm like, okay, well, what the fuck? Now, Mr. Joe Rogan, I'm really not going to go too far in depth with that, only because I don't want to give him too much negative light. I know you're probably thinking like, what the fuck is she talking about? Hear me out. Okay, hear me out. So I know that there's a really huge controversy against Joe Rogan with him saying the N-word on the internet. And for anybody that is trying to fit in the world, don't say the N-word. Just don't say the N-word on the airways. It's not necessary. There's a million other words in the dictionary that you can find and use them. But anywho, with Joe Rogan in particular, at first I did see the clip like everybody else, where he was saying the N-word in a clip compilation. And I will be honest, I had not watched a single Joe Rogan Experience podcast until today. I needed to do my research on that, to be honest. I needed to see, okay, is this man really just outright coming out his face talking about and this and that? What I did find was a lot of the things that he was saying in regards to the N-word, I do feel like was kind of taken out of context at some times, because it does seem like from the three that I did listen to, I mean, I didn't listen to all of them, he has a million fucking podcasts, but for research purposes and, you know, trying to get accuracy, the three that I did listen to, it seemed like he was using the N-word in regards to, you know, like I said, context. If he was having conversation, he was explaining something, and, you know, he was trying to get, I guess, other people to have a better understanding of different situations. So I do think that was probably the icing on the cake for him being accused of giving a bunch of misleading misinformation about the whole COVID-19 operation. And I think that because he was already under scrutiny for that, I do feel like that just kind of melted over. And you know, the internet can be cruel. If these motherfuckers want you gone, you're gone. They'll cancel you in a heartbeat. maybe I should listen to some more. Maybe I miss the other, 15 episodes that he said it in a derogatory form. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. Like I said, I listened to three. The three I listened to, it didn't seem like it was coming from negative context, excuse me. But it was, you know, it was really interesting to see what the fuck was floating around. I mean, Spotify is getting not backlash, but you know, people are on their backs for them to like do something about this man. And we're gonna keep it real. Joe Rogan is in the position of his career where he doesn't need Spotify to continue to flourish. So if that's something that they wanted to do, that would be on them. You know what I mean? If people want to leave because of their own beliefs, then that will be on them. You know, it would truly just hurt Spotify. It really wouldn't necessarily hurt Joe Rogan. So I am curious to see where this goes. I think that they will be amicable and try to do the right thing. Lord would hope so. I truly do hope that they try to do the right thing when it comes to that. And so that has been our rainbow tea for today, ladies and gentlemen. But I am very curious to know what is on the sex bucket list. Yes, last week I told you guys to go ahead and Google some things or go to Spencer's and look up their different positions books or go to Love Honey. It has actually, lovehoney.com has some really cool different sex position books that you can go to, in Amazon. You know, Amazon got every goddamn thing. So I hope that you guys were able to go ahead and put together a little bucket list, because I want to know what y'all little freaks think. You can go ahead and message me through, when you go ahead and look it through the link and stuff, you can just message me through there. That button is finally available. And yeah, I want to know what you freaks put on that list though. So there are a few that I actually wanted to share that I really, really, really wanted to try. So just, of course, I'm just always looking for random things. And plus, I used to be a intimacy advisor for a Bedroom Candy and for Pure Romance. So if you guys are familiar with those in home party companies, I used to do that. So I was always looking up new ways to make everything fun. And one of the things that I found was fun was looking up new positions to try. And so I decided to create a sex bucket list out of that. And now I want to implement that to you guys. I want you guys to start putting those lists together, because believe it or not, it helps with the bedroom. It really, really does, because trying to find new things to do, I mean, sometimes it gets boring and you don't want it to get boring. You have a handy dandy notebook right there with the positions, the names, everything, got little pictures and shit that you can look through and get a chance to experiment a little bit. So one of the first things that I did want to try was the seated wheelbarrow, and that's supposed to be like a medium type position. I think it's medium, because the way, I mean, it sounds pretty simple. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to sit on the edge of the chair or the bed, and then you get in reverse cowgirl, and then you tilt your partner down, and you hold sides for support. That's what the picture looks like. It definitely is what the picture looks like, but you can look it up yourself. It's called the seated wheelbarrow. That shit looks kind of fun. And then the other one I wanted to try was the magic mountain, and that one is where your partner sits with their legs bent, leaning back on their hands and arms in their forearms, and then you do the same thing until you make contact. So pretty much you got to scoot. Got to do a little scooting over there, but you can, yeah, it's meant for you to scoot together and pretty much make contact and enjoy the pleasure that way. So that one is definitely on the harder scale, because when I think about it, I'm just like, damn, I might get a rug burn or something. Don't judge me and don't start thinking about why we get a rug burn. Okay, now, those are just the... and the snow angel. Hello! I almost forgot about the snow angel. So the snow angel does sound complicated when you, like, try to explain it, but I feel like the picture looks easier than the actual explanation. if that makes any kind of sense. So snow angel is where your partner lies on top of you in the prone position near your leg. So their head is by your feet. Okay. And then your partner inserts into you while laying down. And then you wrap your legs around them and push down deeper on like the lower back, like booty area. And that is meant for deeper penetration. So, like I said, the description sounds a little scary, but when you look at the picture, I'm like, okay, I could do this. You know, my little push should be okay. Should be okay. Okay. So now let's see. That was the Magic Mountain, the Cedar Web, and the Snow Angel. And so my bucket list definitely goes for about 2 pages long, but I do have some crossed out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not just over here, you know, going crazy and stuff. But I do, there was actually 3 on there. Well, my top 3 on there that I had already done that I did not know that I had done. So I also want to know if maybe while you were browsing these different sex positions, if you were able to see if there was something that you already did but didn't know you had a name for. I mean, didn't know that there was a name for it. So that would be really cool and funny to know. But so some of the things that I had already crossed off, I'll choose my top 3. At first I was going to do like 5, but the top 3 that had that were already crossed off was the Thigh Master, the Yab Yum, and the Take a Kneel. So the Take a Kneel is where the partner lies on the back in missionary, and the legs are going to be out, right? Okay. So then the other partner gets on the knees, and then they prop up their partner on top of the erected penis, and then you hold on to the hips and the feet, or I mean hips or the feet, for support. So yeah, I had no idea that was something I had did already, and I was like, damn, bitch is real busy in these streets. But the Yab Yum, that one was like a medium type, that was a medium type position. And so that's where the partner sits in an Indian position with the erect penis, and then you gently like place yourself on top for a deep sensual pleasure. And you know, that's truly, truly an intimate position. That one you are very, very close, and you know, that's, you know, staring into the eyes and doing all that sexy shit. That is that type of position. That's called the Yab Yum. I don't know why it's called like that. I mean, I don't know why it's called that. But yeah, it's a pretty dope name. I mean, why the fuck not, Dale? And then a pretty simple one that I didn't know was on there that I did was a Thigh Master. And that one is where your partner's laying down with a erect penis with one leg up. And then you sit on top, and then you use the thigh for the deep penetration. So just from the description, I'm sure you guys are like, oh, okay, yeah, I've done that too. But yeah, these things have real fucking names, man. There are names for this shit. Honey, you gotta invest in like Acrobat equipment for that shit. I mean, I've seen like the normal tying on the bed and the door swings and stuff like that. You know, I've seen that. But some of that, I'm like, are those machines with plugins? Excuse me. I'm a little nervous. But some places that you can find new positions, if you don't feel like Googling, or you feel like you keep looking at the same thing on Google, because I've ran into that too. So some places you can go is Love Honey. You'll probably hear me say Love Honey a lot, because I really do love them. I love that place. They have really good quality toys. And then in the future, House of Rainbow is going to have their own toy line. You heard me. So keep on the lookout for that. But right now, Love Honey has the position of the week book. Spencer's has the position of the day. And then it's called the Kama Sutra position of the day. And then Amazon has an actual book called The Sex Bucket List. I knew it was a bug, but I literally totally zunked on that. But yeah, so you can check out those three places and get you some goodies while you're in there. I mean, they always got fun shit in there. Speaking of goodies, hopefully while you are trying all of these really, really fun positions and trying all these new things and exploring the world of great lustful pleasure, hopefully you're using lubrication. I know it sounds weird. I'm not trying to be your mom, but I gotta be real with you. I've seen a lot of porn where these bitches got this stretched out ass pussy. And listen, I understand everybody's pussy is different. It looks different. And yes, I'm allowed to say pussy on the airwaves, so don't come for me. However, I've seen a lot of pussy. And I can tell you that a lot of the issue has to do with the fact that lubrication was not used. Whether you call yourself wet wet, super soaker, five thou, I'm really glad for you, baby girl. But let me tell you right here, what happens when you don't use lube is it does prevent severe dryness in the genital area over time. And I'm talking where motherfuckers need to dilator set. It is a real ass thing. When I used to push, you hear me? Like I was pushing drugs and shit. When I used to push Pure Romance and Bedroom Candy, they both had their own dilator sets because it is a real thing that women go through. And a lot of people don't understand. Some women don't even understand that. And it's because, one, they usually don't get there yet. And so they're just uneducated about it. Or two, it's too damn late. So to prevent that, I will definitely recommend that you use a lube of your choice all the time. Of your choice. But if anything, try your best to just get like hyperallergenic. You can never go wrong with that. It's always meant for sensitive skin. You really don't need too many smell goods. Of course, they do have the edible lubricants that you can buy, and they are delicious. But again, you do need to be cautious of the materials that are in it. You don't want to just be putting anything on your partner or inhaling anything either. So, injecting anything either. If anything, just make sure to do your research on your lubricants. And then another, importance of using lubrication, it's overall pleasurable, and it does assist if, the oven isn't fully heated up yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you're not quite there yet. Like, yeah, you want to get there, but it's just everybody's different. And so sometimes you need a little bit more stimulation. Say you're trying to do a quickie and you don't have time for a stimulation. That's the best time to use lube. You really don't want to cause any excess stretching, excess pushing, any stress to the vagina. The vagina can be very stressed. Like I said, I watch a lot of porn, seen a lot of pussy. Shit is fucked up. Thank God for technology now, though. Technology has made it to where women can now, they can now just go ahead and get that extra just burnt off. I mean, I'd be fucking scared too. Thank goodness I ain't got them problems. But, I give it up to them. That's awesome. But to prevent that, just make sure you use the proper lubrication, and just it's a lot easier. Trust me, it's a lot easier. And it truly is very unpleasant if you go into the vagina that is not ready yet. It really is extremely painful. I don't know if you've ever tried to understand what that feels like for real, but all I'm saying is, if you tried putting your freaking fingers inside of like your hand, like if you make a fist and you put your finger inside of the hole without nothing in it, it hurts like fuck trying to get it through. That's pretty much what you're trying to do to your vagina with that lubrication. Guaranteed, you put a little drop of lube right there, your finger will slide right the fuck in. That is truly the entire purpose of making sure that you use a lubrication. I'm trying to teach you something here. Okay. With that being said, all I'm saying is, I really do hope that y'all for real understood what I was trying to say about this lube, because I gotta tell you, I just feel bad for anybody who feels like, oh my god, it hurts so bad going in, like I feel terrible. Like, I would feel terrible that people really feel like that. Like, that ain't right. That ain't even right. Just get the lube, make it feel better. It's extremely important. So thank you guys so much for tuning in again to the episode number 2 of the House of Rainbow. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I did have a lot of fun. We did drop some shit today and got to be able to talk my shit, and that's how I feel about it. You heard me. So next week I do want to talk a little bit about what are the big products right now. We have some people that actually did hit me up just recently saying what type of toys are expected to be in your adult novelty store. So I did want to actually create a whole show about that because I did, in fact, throw a little something together about what I would like to see. And then I can also let you guys know what the hottest toys are around the town right now. What is buzzing for the push push? Okay, the push push needs some love. Yes, she do. And I also wanted to talk about some stimulation enhancements as well that can absolutely help with the bedroom. Why they are so much fun, I have no idea, but I will teach you why and tell you why. And then you can go ahead and explore the why. Okay? So tune in next week. Make sure you share, like, comment on this episode. I do appreciate you guys checking in with me. I love you guys so much. Please follow me on Instagram at THEHAUS of Rainbow. And then you can follow me at Chrissy Boo too, CRYSSYBOO. I love y'all. I always follow back. And of course, before we go, I do want to give a huge shout out to my beautiful wife, Iman. Happy Valentine's Day, baby girl. I love you so much. And happy Valentine's Day to the lovers, friends, and to the sneaky links. Everybody need love too, right? Don't forget to tune in with me next week. I love you guys so much. Peace, love, and Black Lives Matter, bitch.